sometimes we do a Shilas from Rav Zilberstein, and sometimes we do some stories. I thought tonight we'd be able to do an amazing story of Rav Zilberstein records. Parsha talks about Malachim visiting Avram Avinu. So I thought we would do something connected to Malach. Rav Zilberstein says there was once a doctor in Bnei Brak. He was a senior doctor from the United States. He grew up in not from family. And over time, he brought himself and his own personal family back to Yiddishkeit. Rav Zilberstein said, 18 years ago, he treated a certain patient who had certain bodily things that were going on with himself, and the specialists were very, very skeptical that anything would work out. Happened to be that they, after a number of meetings, they concluded if they went through a certain operation, a certain person would be able to have an extension for his life for another about 6 months. 6 months. The doctor finally, this Jewish doctor from Bnei Brak, finally met with the patient and his family and told them about the operation, making it very clear that, you know, the operation is going to be very complicated and very costly. And the end goal, the best situation could be that the patient will only be allowed to live for half a year, for 6 months. So they wanted to know if they wanted to go on and be able to do the operation, or it's only going to be a 6 month thing, or should they just forget about it and hold just daven to Hashem, and everything should just be good. The patient and his family decided, you know, listen, we can't make the decision ourselves. We have to go to the Gadol Dor. And who was the Gadol Dor at the time? The Gadol Dor in America at the time was Rav Moshe Feinstein, right? The doctors in Bnei Brak, but he wanted to know. Someone asked him, "How'd you get back to Yiddishkeit?" He said, 18 years ago, I was in America, and we listened to what the story happened with Rav Moshe." So the doctor says that I wanted to go with the patient to hear Rav Moshe, not to say that I wanted to go just for my own purpose, but I wanted to be able to be able to clarify everything also, but be able to meet a very special rabbi. I've heard a lot about him, and I wanted to go here. So after the doctor says that we came to Rav Moshe, we told him all the specific details and everything about the operation, and then I told him all about the best situation that could be, that the patient only lived for about 6 months, you know, having a very, very complicated procedure. And Rav Moshe said, Rav Moshe's first response, the doctor said, he said he never saw someone cry mamish like a baby. So Rav Moshe was crying like a baby. And he said he was crying sincere tears for a couple of minutes. And after a few minutes, Rav Moshe collected himself. And Rav Moshe asked, he said, "Can please give me a day to be able to think about it. I just have to think about all the details. Give me a minute to be able to think about all the what to do." The next day, he said the doctor and the patient and the family came back to Rav Moshe, and Rav Moshe said to him with a very striking confidence, "Go ahead with the operation. Everything should be good. We'll daven for you that Bez Hashem, the patient, the procedure should go well, and not only should you live for 6 months, you should live for many more years." What happened was that the doctor said, the doctor just said, he was a little skeptical, just saying that when it comes out, you tried to tell Rav Moshe it would only be for 6 months. So Rav Moshe started noticing that he had a little yeish, he had a little bit of a skepticism. And Rav Moshe said the following. Rav Moshe said, "During the 6 months you predict that he will live, he will answer amen to many brachos," right? This person is from Jew, he's going to go back to shul, he's going to be able to go back, be able to answer kaddishes and kedusha and shmon esra and yishtabaks and brach shomers and baruchos. Every amen that he's going to get another malach, he's going to get another angel, is going to be created, and it can be advocated for him to be able to live. He said, in their merit, in those merits of making those malachim, he says that, Rav Moshe said that this guy is going to be able to live for many, many, many more years. And what happened is, at the end of the story, he finally got the procedure, and Rav Zilberstein concludes saying that the doctor said that at the end of the day, Rav Moshe was 100% right. That this patient not only lived for 6 months, he lived for many more years. And Rav Zilberstein said at that moment, the doctor said, "I came to the realization there's something profoundly significant about the Torah of the Jewish people. You could be Jewish, but not from, or you could be Jewish and live a Torah-dic life." The doctor said, "If I see someone who Mamish lives his life in such a clear confidence, I want to come back to Yiddishkeit." And that's when the doctor become from. And that's why he's Mamish living in Bnei Brak. Rav Zilberstein then concludes, he says, "We know that if you look at the word Amen, Amen is Gematria 91. And what's it also Gematria? Malach. For a very simple reason, every single time you say Amen, you create another Malach." And Rav Zilberstein then concludes, and the Meiri says in Masechet Shabbos and Kuf Yud Tesem Beis, if you take the two names of Hashem, Yudke Vavke, 26, and Aleph Dalet Nun Yun, Aleph Dalet Nun Yun, 26, and I believe 75, 75. What do you get? It counts out to be number 91. Because every single time a person says amen, your amen is a lashon of amuna. You're saying this is true. This is true. Everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name should be redeemed. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name should be exalted. And you create different malach and they're able to go for you to be on your side. Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach. Every single day in our lives, we should believe in every single tefillah that we have. It matters. Every single tefillah counts. Every single tefillah helps people in Eretz Yisrael, helps the Jews in Eretz Yisrael. But even more so, every single man counts in the world, but also in our lives. So Be'ez Hashem, we should be zochah to take this message of the story from Rav Zilberstein about the incredible ma'isa about Rav Moshe, able to save this guy. Not only did he live for 6 months, but he lived for many more years, because Rav Moshe believed in the Koach HaLamein. We should be zochah to Hashem to instill this power in our own lives, and to Be'ez Hashem, everyone around us.